Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your goodness that has come. And in you we live and move and be have our being in your kingdom, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many may say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
Hallelujah. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father. And the will of the Father expressed in Jesus is, unless you're born again, you won't enter the kingdom of God. And then unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. And so the way of entering into the kingdom is turning away from the world, turning away from what you believe and what religion, even what religion can believe. Turn to the living God and you build your life on his word, and you're born again. John 3 verse 3, you enter. John 3 verse 5, you see the kingdom, and you enter the kingdom again. You hold on to the word, you build on the word, not eschatologies, dispensationalism, any eschatology. You stay in tune with the Lord. And he says, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. And then you go read further, you see it's a kingdom. And this is the kingdom that has come, and it is coming to fill the whole earth. That's the reality. So know you are part of the kingdom. Now, it's so important that we stay in tune with the king. And that's why he goes on here to say that many will say, they prophesied, they've done a whole lot of powerful works, and he will say, get away, I don't know you. Because what is everything about a believer, everything about a disciple? It's about knowing the Lord. The disciples, knowing the Lord, got the word to go out and preach, and they went out, and then they came back rejoicing. And then Jesus took them into a deeper level, because the problem is, we can get caught up with the hand clap of man, get caught up with the glamorous things of staying in tune with the Lord, and then leaving the relationship. It's about a relationship. Seeking the kingdom and his righteousness is building a relationship on the word of God, on revelation. And so relationship is before religion, and then with the relationship, it's revelation before performance. So you're letting God work out the great and precious promises, this wonderful plan that he's got for us. So, Joseph, sorry, back to the disciples coming back. And they had just experienced powerful things. But Jesus, knowing the warning signs, and he warns them, don't rejoice because your spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Luke 10 verse 20. And why is that? Because the plans that you are God's workmanship for good works laid out for you. So it's about staying in tune with God. And that is your name. Your name is your purpose, your destiny, the character, everything that comes to you morning by morning. So it's staying in tune with God. And that's where you find, and you are, I can go to 1 Peter 1 verse 13. He says, this wonderful grace and this goodness of the sufferings of Christ and the consequent glory. The Old Testament guys knew so many of much about this in their prophecies and in their understanding. And they were saying, when is this coming? And then he says, it is for us. Amen. And then he goes on and he gives you that important encouragement. 1 Peter 1 verse 13, gird up the loins of your mind and set your hope fully upon the grace that is revealed to you in Christ Jesus. So it's about grace, the goodness that is in God's heart, coming by revelation. And then he goes on, verse 14, as obedient children, not rebellious children, not children caught up with the fantasies and the fallacies that rob us from our relationship and rob us from our purpose and cloud our vision, and then make our conduct not be in tune with the Holy God. And so he says, you will be obedient children. And he goes on verse 15. He says, being holy as he is holy in our conduct. So it's been separated unto God as God has separated unto us. And verse 16, he says, as he is holy, so are you. So you stay in tune with him. Amen. And verse 17 says, and now your deeds, your conduct is in the fear of the Lord. What's the fear of the Lord? The instruction of wisdom. So you're staying in God's wisdom. You're developing on schedule day by day. His thoughts towards you is like the sand on the seashore. So it is new every morning. And you're staying with him on a daily basis. And you're developing on schedule. And verse 18 and 19, not in the foolish traditions of your ancestors or your parents. You are now in the blood of Christ, in the life that is found in the blood, in the destiny laid out for us. So we're waking up, we have come home, and in this kingdom, Jesus rules and he extends his kingdom. This kingdom has come, and his kingdom is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And as him is the head of the body, he leads us, and therefore we stay in his instruction. So his mercies are new every morning. Amen. Be blessed, rejoicing in the relationship, in the revelation, and in the good works that God works in you, and then you work it out. Amen.
Amen.